This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Should I start off like some other people? Right? We got breaking news, and it's been breaking all day and breaking right now, and it'll be breaking after I'm gone. So... no, we got. I've got all kinds of crazy stories. But I do with the fringe stories. I'm doing a story today just under those breaking stories that everybody's heard 15 times already today. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. You listen to the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with us. So head up to the website. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. And there's a lot happening. If you head up to the website, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. We've got T-shirts up there. Coffee mugs are always good as well. So I appreciate that. And, you know, just really, truly, just get involved. Get engaged. Make sure your voice is heard. Make sure you understand how other people are coming at this. You know, how they're attacking some of the issues. You know... I set the topic, I know what I want to talk about, and just before I go into the air, I start getting bombarded with the craziest, I mean the craziest topics and issues you can imagine. So, before I get to the main topics, I got to have some fun with this one. The Olympics. So I heard just before we went on the air that the Olympics are considering, is it with breakdancing? They're considering breakdancing now as a sport, and they're going to put it in the Olympics. Now, at first it might be provisional, but I have to sit here and think to myself, what would the early Greek gods think of this? I mean, if you think about it, right? So the ancient games were staged in Olympia, Greece, right? They started about 776 B.C., they went all the way through about 393 A.D. And then it took a while after they died off. It took a while for them to come back. And if you really want to know what these issues, I don't want to say issues. You know, if you really want to know how this all came about, you got to do a little bit of homework, right? And the games were first held, and the circumstances led to their creation. Nobody really knows how they actually came about. Everybody kind of guesses at it, right? But they were to honor, right? They were to show value for the Greek gods and the Greek society. Right? The athletes, the best of the best. The warriors, if you would. So I got to thinking, okay, so what's the big whoop, right? We've allowed sports. You know, so let me give you some of the stuff that's in the Olympics, just for giggles, right? We're having a lighthearted moment together. We have archery, artistic swimming, athletics. Now, please, don't get me wrong here. Not that artistic swimming is easy to do. I'm kind of in the mindset when it came to the Olympics. These were like warrior sports, endurance sports, you know, those kind of things. If I'm wrong, say so, you know. Yeah. Hey, we got a chat room on Facebook. We got a chat room and the chat room right on the website. So I'm curious. This is what you think, right? Let me see. What do we got now? Badminton. There you go. There's a warrior sport for you. Basketball. Beach volleyball. That must have been a warrior sport in the California area in the early years. All right, I got boxing. Good with that. Canoe. Cycling. Okay, come on. I'm trying to find some of the good ones, right? Diving. Okay, equestrian. I'm sure some of you. Fencing. See, that's a warrior sport right there. Right? Football. Can't argue that. That's a warrior sport. The hockey. Well, doesn't get much warrior than hockey. I'm a big hockey fan. I think when you talk about rugged sports, man sports, right? It's hockey. I don't care what you say. Shooting, swimming, table tennis. What?
Ping-pong.
Yeah, I know. When did that become a warrior sport? That's kind of my question here. See, I'm trying to look at these things and say, okay, well, you know, can I squeeze it into that hole? I mean, trampoline, okay, I guess you're bouncing through the woods trying to get away from the lions. I don't know. Water polo? See, wrestling is cool. That's a warrior sport. Curling? Sorry. I know. Somebody's going to get really mad at me, but what can I say? I don't know where that comes from. Matter of fact, the best thing probably would be to find out where these sports originated. How they came about. Right? I mean, that would be a way to know how they fit in. But I just thought that was kind of fun. And so now, one of the things they're considering... Well, if they went with badminton, I guess this is going to fly through. What did I just say? It's breakdancing. Yeah, there you go. Oh, God. 855. Is this a sign of the times? Right? When you talk about the snowflake stuff and all of that, I mean, is this kind of like... And again, if you're in any of those sports I mentioned, I'm not trying to put you down, but seriously, are those warrior sports? Maybe there needs to be a whole different category. Maybe a whole different series. Right? Of the best of the best of some kind of championship. I wouldn't be opposed to that. That would be cool, right? How about, you know, something along the line of America's Got Talent, and then you can have all those in there. Then I heard before we get in the air now that Adam Silver says that the NBA, well, they're moving away from the term owner for the term governor. Right? Because that's no less offensive. We'll talk about that the other side of the break. The tomfoolery is just amazing. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. As soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July.
We are back. That's right. You were trying to be nice. You screw with us, we're going to put you at the top of the list. You know what I'm saying? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. Lots you can do up there. There's, sign up for our email blast. We just do it once a week. I mean, don't drive you crazy with it. If you want to be notified by text message that we're going on the air, you can always text TRS to 55222. TRS to 55222. And, you know, again, you can stop either one of these anytime you want to. Text messages are easy to stop. You know what happens? You type stop. It's really that simple. And then you unsubscribe on the emails, and it's that simple. Or if you just want to, you don't want to get involved at that level, you enjoy the show, help keep the show on the air in your area. It's really simple. Head over to the website, click on the donate button, and feel free, you know, put a couple of zeros after the number you put in. More than happy to accommodate. Anyway, really helps us a lot. Want to get back to the term owner or governor. What do you prefer? So Adam Silver, head of the NBA, says that they moved away from the term owner years ago in lieu of governor. Right? He says, I didn't want to overreact, but I started calling to ban the term owner. He says, I don't want to overreact to the term because, as I said many times before, people, you know, they just get themselves all twisted in the knots avoiding the use of the word owner. Why? I own the team. I don't own the people of the team, because if I owned the people of the team, they could never leave and I wouldn't have to pay them a salary. How stupid are we getting? This is, you know, I don't really see this. I'm not a sports freak. Part of it is because of the, you want to talk about corruption at its finest? Look at what you're paying these people. And then they go on strike because they're not being paid enough, or they don't like what they're being called, or they can't wear whatever they want in a uniform. You're getting millions of dollars a year. You're told when you sign that contract that you're going to abide by the team's rules. Once you get in there, you become Mr. Big Shot, and now you're going to tell them how to run the team, the people who hired you. Okay. Anyway. He said, but we've moved away from that term years ago in the league. We call our team's owners governor. So he is the governor of the team. When did they start electing the people that own the teams? When they start doing that, I didn't understand. Some, including Golden State Warriors forward Draymond Green, have called on the league to stop using the term due to its racial connotations. So, are owners of an apartment building? Owner, right? I own the car. I'm the owner of that car. I'm the owner of that house. Does that mean I'm lording over black people? I'm just curious. I mean, seriously. You look. I always love when that happens. When Sirius comes on. Some, including Golden State Warrior forward Draymond Green. Think about that, right? He called the league to stop. Michael Jordan and Vivek. Yes, he's so not in the sports. Rain and Dive are the only major shareholders in the NBA who are not white. Three quarters of the players are black. So that proves that there's racism, right? No, maybe it proves that some people just made better moves, decided to buy the teams. Maybe they're more white guys, and not because they were white, but maybe those guys were more interested in owning the teams. Michael Jordan and Vivek Ranadive are the only major shareholders in the NBA who are not white. All right, in other words, black. But see, that's not right because three quarters of the teams are black. Why does it have to be a racial issue? You know what? I think the National Hockey League should be shut down because it's almost 100% white. We're obviously not going out and finding enough black hockey players. What do you think? I think we should force them, just like the government would do, right, to start hiring black players. If you don't put more black players on, that's it, it's over. This is crazy. This is crazy going somewhere to happen. Green spoke about his thoughts on the term owner during an appearance on HBO's The Shop, right, saying the team should really move towards the term CEO or chairman. Oh, it's like a president, El Presidente. Right, here's the thing. I own the team. I own the rights. I own the logo. I own the place you're playing. I own the clothes that are on your back. Not your sneakers, but I do own the clothes. I own the locker room you're in. I own the doctors or the medication that I've already paid for that you get when you have ailments going on the field or the court. So I'm sorry, I'm responsible for the taxes. I'm kind of confused. What's your issue? He said, when you think of a basketball team, nobody thinks of the blanking Golden State Warriors and thinks of the bridge. They think of the players. Right? Most people don't even know what the bridge is. What do you have, a low IQ audience? John Stewart, who brought up the topic, noted that sports are purely the labor of people. That is in contrast to other businesses where some jobs may not have any physical labor, right? So it wouldn't be such a problem. So does that mean now every business that may have a majority of black people working, you can't call the guy that owns the place the owner? Maybe we should try a proprietor. What do you think, right? Head cheese, the big kahuna. I mean, help me out here. The lunacy, just, you know, no wonder we aren't the laughingstock around the world. Frankly, we're not even a laughingstock around the world because of Obama or Trump. We're the laughingstock around the world because of this crap. Because they look at us and they laugh at us about this stuff. We're fighting over who should use what bathroom, whether we use the word owner or governor. You know as well as I do, somebody's going to get irritated at the term governor. Right? Whether we should have open or closed borders. Even Europe, that was for open borders for pretty much anything, they are building walls all over the place. You won't hear it here because, you know what? Trump was right. The majority of the press are the enemy of the people. They're so powerful. They spin it. And we're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. Social media is the newsprint of the 50s and 60s. And they are out of control. Join us in your house. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
US USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Insults fly as Iran says the White House is afflicted with mental retardation. The remark after President Trump imposes new sanctions on the leadership of the Islamic Republic and warns of severe consequences if Iran enriches uranium. The White House named Stephanie Grisham to replace Sarah Huckabee Sanders as press secretary. President Trump telling a pool of reporters in the Oval Office,
"She's here, she knows everybody. She actually gets along with the media very well, as you know."
Now, the reason Grisham knows everybody, as the president says there, is that she's been communications director for First Lady Melania Trump. Taking a look now at your money, a down day on Wall Street. The Dow losing 179 points to close at 26,548. The Nasdaq down almost 121 points. The S&P 500 down almost 28 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop from which there is no escape.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, there you go.
We are back. Yeah, I ain't going to school no more.
Yeah.
I'm done with school. I'm Joe Macedo. I'm in the school of hard knocks, you know, what we see every day. I'm Joe Macedo, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right, I got a funny for you. I was giggling just before. If you saw me, I was laughing when we came back. I was asked to speak at an event, and they told me I couldn't speak about religion and politics. That's kind of like taking an Italian and just tying his hands behind his back and trying to have a conversation with him. It's just not going to work out. You know what I'm saying? So I'll have to come up with something and be a little creative. Anyway, I am Joe Lucino, host. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us. Head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, take the poll, be part of the conversation, and I really do appreciate the time. Hey, we're not that far away from being, from having, you know, a lot of you were complaining, where's the online app? It used to work, and long story. But anyway, totally redesigned, all brand new, almost ready to go. But you can help launch it faster. You can help get the bells and whistles that I want in it and contribute, you know, a couple of, well, don't do pesos. Give me money. I'm into money. You do a little bit of money, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can click on donate. $5, $10, $15, whatever it takes. It's totally secure. You don't have to worry about it. I've never, listen, we've been doing this almost, I don't know, 10 years now. I have never had anybody who've used that form tell me that something was stolen from their credit card. I've actually had worse, man. Some of you, we get it, right? The bank sends you new notices about your new debit and or credit card. Why? From the bank, because somebody hacked into their system. Like this guy. It's just amazing. Anyway, Joe Macedo, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. All right. So Project Veritas did it again. Okay? And it wasn't just them. It's more than just Veritas. Now there's a lot of pressure on Google and Facebook and all these other services. Right? YouTube being one of them as well. My question to you is can the social media outlets turn this, turn the 2020 election exactly the way they want it? Are they the captains of the ship? Are they steering, or will they steer, the narrative for the election? Now, we can be the whole, you know, holier than thou, and, right, you know, no, we got to get them to stop, and we've got to get so-and-so to step up, and we've got to get our elected officials. That's great. They're not going to do it. They haven't done it yet, and I remember talking to a congressman 2 years ago about what was going on with Facebook, and I was on him and on him and on him, and finally he grabbed me and go, look, nobody is going to tackle them. We are all afraid of them. When a company has the Congress afraid, both sides of the aisle, when a corporation, a company like that, do you think that AT&T didn't scare them like that? Because they could, in the old days, they couldn't get information out that easy. That's why they broke them up. And I'm not so sure breaking up Facebook and or Google and or YouTube is the smartest thing to do either. Right? All of a sudden you get a whole bunch of little, now you got a bunch of little drones out there spreading the news. It'd be harder to regulate. I don't know. But, you know, Project Veritas, right, they have, and I love this all the time, when they caught Planned Parenthood, when they've caught some legislators, and now they've caught Google and others, the focus isn't on the fact that Google has come out and said, we're going to stop this from happening. No, the focus is, how dare he take those kind of videos in secret and not let them know. What are you, idiots? Right? Now, I don't know how long they'll be there. I'm going to try to pull a copy of the video at some point before it all gets wiped away. And I'm sure Veritas has already done. They've got a copy of it. But there are people at Google that have opened their mouths and said, no, we are going to steer. We are going to make sure we don't have a Trump 2020. Now, that's got to scare you. Yeah, no, just not make you a little bit. That means that they believe, they perceive, or they do have the power to steer any issue in any direction they want to. Think about that. Any issue in any direction they want to. Now, the insider blows the whistle. Another executive reveals that Google's plan to prevent Trump's a Trump situation in 2020. What do you think of that? Right, a Trump situation. You mean a better economy? You mean more people working? You mean more people feeling good about being Americans? Just amazing. Now, Veritas put all this up. I don't know what he expected. He really needed to do it on a different platform. They've got the way to drive people there. YouTube removed the video from their platform. It's still available on the website page. Give it time, though. Because, you know, Google can make it almost impossible for you to find a video, find a website, pull from a website. You can have intermittent problems with a website. All they have to do is limit bandwidth. If they limit bandwidth, then it makes it hard for you to pull anything down or watch anything on a site. You'll get frustrated. You won't go back there. Congressman Louie Gohmert, love this guy, he said that Google should not be deciding whether content is important or trivial. They most assuredly should not be meddling in our election process. I mean, you know, talk about meddling in our elections. What are these groups doing? And then, here's a hint. We did the story last week about Nancy Pelosi coming on saying, Congress, legislators should have a right to tell you what you can put on social media and what you can't. What you can say, what you can't. That sounds like censorship. Isn't that like saying they should be able to tell you what you can put in a book and what you can't? What you can put in your song and what you can't? Really? You imagine in the 60s when they had all these protest songs on the war and such, on the government, on the man? They couldn't and didn't regulate that stuff. And that's how they got their message out. That's how those artisans, whatever you want to call them, the musicians, they got their message out. They got, you know, right or wrong, they didn't get censored. And back then, their argument was the verbiage. They were mad that radio stations and TVs and TV stations weren't playing certain words. They would beep out the words. Because we had a little bit of decorum back then. We had a little bit of morals. We had some moral values. We don't anymore. Even the Supreme Court just came down and said, hey, you can't censor words. Period. Which is really not what free speech is all about. This is where this is where some of these justices who say they're constitutionalists or they're originalists, it's really not true. It's too wide of an understanding of what free speech was. But I understand some people say, well, then where do you draw the line? I don't know. I'm not the expert. But what I do know is real and true is that the reason for free speech, the reason our founding fathers put free speech in is because you can take on the government verbally without them throwing you in jail. So you could make fun of the president or be shot in the head. It was never meant for you to be able to swear in a cop's face, right, to use profanity on radio stations and such. It's not what it was meant for. Now, there was a second update to this. A Google executive, Jen Janai, she responded to the video saying, I was having a casual chat with someone at a restaurant, and I used some imprecise, this is a new one, I haven't seen this one before, I've used some imprecise language. Project Veritas got me, well done. Right? Would you love to be able to do that in your taxes when they come back and go, oh, I used some imprecise figures on the paper. Let me just fix that. God, I love it. No, Your Honor, I wasn't lying. I just used some imprecise language. It wasn't perjury at all. You see how absurd this is? The insider at Google said that Google is bent on never letting somebody like Donald Trump ever come to power again. Google head of responsible... Oh, this is just great. Google head of responsible innovation says Elizabeth Warren misguided on breaking up Google. Another exec says don't break us up. Smaller companies don't have the resources to prevent the next... See, it's not don't break us up because we won't be able to do our job in getting information out to people. Oh, no, no, no. If you break us up, we won't have the resources to prevent the next Trump type of situation. What situation is that? Right, the insider said the PragerU and Dave Rubin's content were suppressed. Little guys like me don't stand a chance. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. More on this. Better be careful with social media, people. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone's telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Slime me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation. Really seriously, be part of the conversation. I got to tell you, the only way you're going to get through to some of these people is if you learn how other people think, you'll learn how other people approach these things. That's it. Really, seriously. All right, anyway, back to what we were talking about before. You can head out to the website. You can donate. You can do all the stuff you to get involved in the conversation, get involved with the show. But, you know, I don't get a whole bunch of time with you. Well, some of you I do. Some of you not so much. You know, if you want to check out the show hours and stations, you head up to therealside.com. Got a whole list of stations, times, and everything else up there. All right. So, we were talking about social media. And let's just be clear. Social media, the day after Donald Trump won, they started together, they started as a group, they started as a team, Google, YouTube, Facebook, and some of the other smaller ones, to work together to make sure that this doesn't happen again. To make sure that your will isn't carried out. To make sure that the way you think, the way you look at things, are directed and laid out by social media. Right? They've gotten rid of a lot of people. Social media has canned and killed a lot of people. I mean, killed their careers, killed their finances, killed their lives for all intents and purposes. We know people personally it's happened to. And thank God for people like PragerU who are out there fighting this right now. They know what this means. In the 50s and 60s, the old joke was, you didn't fight with the guy who buys ink by the drumful. In other words, the paper had the power. And our founding fathers knew that. They knew the paper had the power. I don't know what they were thinking when they thought that it would be, you know, give them, I don't know, unlimited power. You know, it's like they all start screaming with Trump when he stopped doing the daily press, the daily press releases, right? Conferences, or I don't know what you want to call them. Briefings. But the reality is that they really weren't briefings. They were argument sessions. Under Obama and anybody else, if they didn't like what he had to say, remember we used to joke about on the show, the softball questions. There was no follow-up questions for him to speak of that caused that man to break a sweat at all. And yet they thought he was the most, most persecuted president ever. That's how they saw it. They played on the black thing. They pulled, in his case, the half a race card. They played that to its fullest. And yet he did virtually nothing for the black community. And I guess that was our fault. I don't know. So when you think this whole thing through, President Trump decides, well, look at it. If this is going to be nothing but an argument session every day, we don't need it. We'll do it once a week, once a month, whatever. And they start, all of a sudden, the Democrats or the Democrat journalists decided they found the Constitution and they had a right. Actually, no. There's nothing in the Constitution that says that you have to have a press briefing every day for the news media. That simple. The whole idea behind all of that was you didn't shut the press down. You couldn't stop the press from printing what was going on in the government. You couldn't make it illegal for them to talk about what the president was doing. That's the whole thing behind the freedom of the press. That's the whole thing behind the First Amendment. But I want you to think about something. The Dems seem to have taken a turn and they go against every single value our founding fathers had. When you talk about them taking the turn, and you've got Nancy Pelosi on one side screaming that the president is stifling freedom of speech by stifling the press, and yet on the other side of her mouth she's screaming that Congress, that legislators should decide what you can put up on Facebook, what you can post in social media. Let that sink in for a second. I mean, you can't smoke enough dope to have that make sense. And then when you have things like this where you have the higher-ups in Google and other executives, other whistleblowers from Google and Facebook and YouTube say there is a concerted effort to shut down conservatives. Not allowed to have... I mean, look at Dave Rubin is not a conservative. He is a libertarian, probably left-leaning, but he brings a lot of right-wing people on his show. He brings a lot of conservatives on his show to discuss both sides' issues, to discuss, to have a little respect, a little real conversation. And Patreon squelched him, wouldn't let him get money anymore, collect money. And now Google and others have marked him, I know, this is hilarious, marked him as a conservative, which is hilarious. Yeah, they tagged him as being right-wing and suppressed his information. There were documents recently leaked. Thank God Google has leakers too, right? about machine learning fairness and Google's practices to make search results fair and equitable, not real. Fair and equitable just means that the left gets more that shows up when you in searches than the right does. Right? The documents also go on to show how policies are determined. Right? How news sources or news stories are laid out. How far up they get on the list. Another insider at Google said that Google violates the letter of the law and the spirit of the law of Section 230 on a regular basis. I have to look that up. I don't even know what that is. Now, Veritas release. We'll put, like I said, I'll try to find a way to get the another way to get the video out there. But these are people from inside of Google, basically saying what they're doing, how they're slowing things down. You know, Elizabeth Warren is saying Jen Janai of Google. She was talking about how Elizabeth Warren is saying that we should break up Google. And, like, she said, I love her, but she's very misguided. Like, that'll not make it better. It'll make it worse. Because all these smaller companies who don't have the same resources that we do will be charged with preventing the next Trump situation, and they won't have the resources to do it. In other words, we have it, we can screw Trump, and we can keep him from getting in again. Right? Isn't that great? This is the third tech insider who's bravely stepped in to forward to expose the secrets of the Silicon Valley. The new document supported by undercover video raised questions of Google's neutrality and the role they see themselves fulfilling in the 2020 elections. You know, again, this is supposed to be just an exchange of information, a place where people put information up and others can go get it. Jen Janai, by the way, she's the head of the, ready for this? Responsible innovation for Google. Now, this is a sector that monitors and evaluates the responsible implementation of artificial intelligence technologies. This should scare you to no end. Look, I grew up in computers. Tammy grew up in computers. I've always said they're dangerous. Really that simple for me. Dangerous. And this whole group came together after the 2016 elections. But artificial intelligence, the way it's going, the way the Chinese are attacking it, or bringing it about, I should say, and what they're doing with it, it's just amazing. You know, I was just telling somebody the other day with the new update on the iPhone, and I think some smartphones do it too. When I'm going somewhere, or I'm driving, get back in the car from the store or what have you, it'll pop up and say, you know, 15 minutes to the house. Do you want the traffic reports? I didn't ask the phone to do any of that. Right? When I have appointments to go to that might be in the calendar, I get in the car, I start the car, and all of a sudden it pops up and says, you're 11 minutes away from your appointment at so-and-so's, this road is blocked or whatever. There's so many things that pop up on the phone that I didn't ask it to do. Now tell me, that is a more raw form of AI. But when you can start asking questions to the phone, when it can start figuring out what you want to do before you do it, that's scary. We all got screwed over the 2016. Again, it was just us. People got screwed over. I mean, a lot of people don't really understand what this is and what it does. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Coming up in the next hour, you're going to love this one. California lawmakers, they don't care anymore. They don't want you just to be tolerant of the LGBTQ community. Now they're calling on pastors to counsel on LGBTQ matters. They're going to force pastors to counsel and work with the LGBTQ community, but only the way the state wants. It's like I've always been against the state doing prayer again, allowing prayer to happen. Why? Because it would be a state-written prayer. Is that really what you want? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You've been listening to The Real Side.